It is 4:42 on WDEV. I'm Bob Welch, and we got Kyle on the line from Sticks and Stuff. And I guess you got quite a number of people who've been coming in with questions about concrete projects.
Yeah, so a lot of people have been coming in, whether it's a set of stairs that sank, or they want to do a small walkway or pour a pad at like a campground to keep their grill on. A lot of people come in every day and they try to figure out how much concrete they need. And people will look at a concrete bag. They're relatively good-sized bags. They're 80-pound bags, and they'll think that it's going to go a long way, when in fact an 80-pound bag of concrete only does 0.6, so a little over half of a cubic foot. So a lot of times people come in and they get sauna tubes, which is a cardboard tube you dig a hole, put in the ground if you're going to make a footing, and they try to figure out how much they need. They're surprised by the actual amount of bags that they need. But another thing that they're going to want to know is what type of concrete they need for their project. So there's regular premixed. A lot of people call it Sacrete or Quickcrete, which is technically a brand name, but it's a premixed concrete product that you just mix with water, and then you pour it into whatever shape your form is, whether it's a sauna tube or whether it's a rectangle or a square, whatever you're pouring. And that stuff is good for thicknesses of 2 inches and more. So if you go any thinner with a regular premixed concrete, you run into problems with it cracking because it does have a stone aggregate in it. If you're going to do like a skim coat or a thin coat, something, maybe you have a couple little potholes in your garage floor, or you're trying to fix a little crack in a sidewalk, something like that, they do offer what's called a sand mix, which is a mix of just regular Portland cement and Mason sand, which is good for 2-inch applications or thinner. And that's going to be stronger for a thinner application. So just bounce it off your local Sticks and Stuff. See what the right concrete is for your project, whether you're pouring a pad, whether you're pouring a footing, or whether you're just going to do a skim coat and make some old concrete look new again.
All right. You got your locations. And in addition to the St. Albans location where you are, there's Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, and Rouse's Point.
Yeah, and we do stock a lot of other popular concrete products. I know I have quite a few guys that come in every week. They buy rebar, so we stock a number 4 rebar, which is a standard half inch. We have that in 10-foot length and 20-foot length. We also have magnesium floats, finishing trowels, obviously, knee pads, and then guys do come in and get the lumber for forms and floorboards. But we also have some more specific concrete and masonry products, like a lot of guys call them holy pins. So we have those in a 30-inch length and a 24-inch length, and essentially they look like a big nail with different size holes drilled in them. You can drive them in next to your forms, tie them off with your rebar tie wire, and that helps to reinforce everything while your form is setting. And we also generally carry an expansion joint, which is like a thin black. It almost looks like a thick felt, but they use that in sidewalks in certain applications. They pour that in between the concrete itself, so that as the concrete moves and shifts, if it's not a deep pour, that'll absorb a lot of the expansion and contraction and keep your concrete from cracking.
All right. Anything else you want to mention today?
Nope. I hope that everyone has a sunnier day than I have right now. It is currently downpouring, pouring cats and dogs over here by Lake Champlain. So,
which would indicate it might be getting a little bit cooler where you are.
I'm hoping once the rain blows out, I might be able to open the windows and shut the AC off, but we'll see how that pans out.
All right, Kyle, at Sticks and Stuff, we'll chat with you again next week. Of course, you're in St. Albans, and you can reach out by going to sticksandstuff.com.
Absolutely. Everybody stay safe and dry.